We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Green Bay Packers fans? Welcome back to another edition of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. The day after the 4th of July edition, everyone is probably driving back from their vacation / going back to work. Edition of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. Sorry about that. Hope everyone had a fantastic 4th of July. But as we get back into the work week, I wanted to talk about some NFC North rankings. I am your host, Jacob Morley. You can find me on Twitter at Jacob Morley. And Ross Uglum is not here with me today as he is out celebrating 4th of July festivities. I know we promised to have the all NFC North defensive edition coming up this week, but we will have to push that to next week. But as I'm sitting here thinking about the rankings and, you know, how you look at these, how you assemble these teams, offense and defense and NFC North type guys, I wanted to look at the NFC North as a whole and just kind of look at where we're at and maybe make some predictions about where we are going to end the season. You know, where all four of these teams are going to end this season, and what we might expect from some of these teams this year. Look at, you know, maybe what is going to either hold these teams back or what is going to make these teams fly, and what needs to happen for that to take place. So let's just go with it. Let's start at the top. Obviously, I'm going to pick, you know, the Green Bay Packers to win the NFC North this year, as they've done the last several years. They're a playoff team. They're a Super Bowl contender. First step is winning your division. And I think a lot of people are going to point to, you know, can Aaron Rodgers carry this offense? And that's going to be what decides whether or not ultimately they can win the Super Bowl. But first, like I said, first, can they win the division? And that's going to need to happen. Like, Aaron Rodgers is going to need to carry this offense a bit. But I don't really think Aaron Rodgers, you know, believe it or not, I don't think he's actually going to be the deciding factor on the success of this season. And the ultimate success, you know, beyond just winning the division is the Super Bowl. And I think they win the division pretty easily. But if, you know, you want to get to that ultimate deal, Aaron Rodgers is probably going to be Aaron Rodgers. And we know what that guy looks like. MVP Aaron Rodgers has never won a Super Bowl. So with that said, what else needs to happen for this team to get over that final hurdle? And I think, you know, what everyone has been talking about this offseason is the defense. Can the defense be top 10 good, top 5 good? They've got the dogs to do it. Can they put it out on the field, and can they get after it, and can they make it happen? That's going to be ultimately what the deciding factor for this Packers team will be. I think they should absolutely walk into the playoffs in this division, but ultimately, will it be the defense that can carry them beyond just being the NFC North champions for this year? You know, beyond that, to be NFC champions and then ultimately to be Super Bowl champions. All right, so that's kind of the easy one, I think. And then 2 through 4, I think you get a little bit, I think it's a little bit more congested than maybe some people would realize, and we'll get into that. And I'll explain why I feel that way. And I think is right now you have to go with the Vikings. I think there's, you know, we laugh at what they do with Kirk Cousins, at the money they give him, but he does offer a certain level of stability to that offense, a certain level of stability to that franchise, which quite frankly, a lot of NFL teams don't have. And that's kind of the crux of Kirk Cousins, is he's just good enough to win you 8, 9, 10 games a year. That's probably it. And I think that's probably where they're at again this year, 8, 9, 10 wins, kind of in that range. You know, maybe a bit above 500, maybe around 500. And the thing with them that I feel like is going to hold them back or accelerate them is, once again, you know, they have a new head coach in there, and underneath Zimmer, that defense was always very good. And they always did a really good job against the Packers. Aaron Rodgers will, you know, there's multiple sound bites you can pull up of him just talking about how much he respects Mike Zimmer. But now with the new, you know, with the new skipper over there in Minnesota, what exactly is their identity going to be? Are they going to be more of an offensive, sling the ball around the yard type team? Are they going to be a pound and ground type team? All that stuff really remains to be seen, and we won't know until we kind of get halfway through this year what their identity is going to look like. I think that ultimately might hold them back from winning this division, from winning enough games. It's a talented roster. It has been for the last several years. And we will see with the Minnesota Vikings where they end up, if they end up making the playoffs or not. I don't think it's going to be as a division title winner, but as a wild card team, I think the Vikings are probably, you know, in that range of a team that could be sitting pretty in that wild card type spot. But moving on from the Vikings, and because honestly, I think these last two teams that I'm going to talk about today are probably going to take up the majority of this podcast, just because I think they're kind of the two wild cards, and for obvious reasons. But I think a team that might actually surprise people this year is going to be the Detroit Lions. And, you know, there's the famous, you know, people have been sleeping on Detroit and, you know, whatever. But I like what they did last year. I like what Dan Campbell brought to the table with that team. I liked, you know, you saw it down the stretch. They were a team that was out of playoff contention, and they still fought like hell for him. And if they can kind of get that program even more off the ground this year, I think they could be a team that could, you know, maybe supplant Minnesota as the kind of the wild card second team in out of the NFC North. I don't think they're there yet to knock off the Packers, but we'll see. I like the young talent that they have on the roster. Amon-Ra St. Brown, I think, is one of the best young receivers in the NFL. I like their offensive line with Sewell and the other tackle's name, Decker, I think, is still there. I don't know. But both those guys are studs. And then they've got Jonah Jackson inside that we talked about last week. I think we put him on our all-NFC North team. And then Frank Ragnow as well is another really good player. So they got a good offensive line. And Jared Goff is what he needs to be successful, is he needs weapons and he needs to be protected. And they have that. I think the thing with them is, do they have that second option step up? And I think you're hoping Amon-Ra St. Brown takes a step. And then I think you're hoping that, you know, TJ Hawkinson, who's already a really, really good football player, just kind of ascends into one of the upper echelon type receiving tight ends. And then you've got two really nice options in the passing game, you know, to go with DeAndre Swift in the backfield, to go with Jamal Williams in the backfield. That's a nice little offense. I think defensively, a lot is going to ride on can Jeffrey Okuda ever live up to the, you know, even somewhat the potential that he had coming out of Ohio State, because Amari Oruwariye, the corner out of Penn State, he's really kind of come into his own. So they got potentially two really good corners there on defense. They're lacking in pass rush still. Their defense is not going to be lights out good, but they could be opportunistic, and part half of defense is attitude. And if Dan Campbell can continue to preach that attitude at those guys, then that is absolutely something that I could see them being just good enough, you know, to win. Again, like the Vikings, 8, 9, 10 games, kind of be in that range, and they may sneak up on some people with the talent and with what they have this year. So that's a team that kind of you keep your eye on as potentially a team that could surprise some people this year. And I know that has not, that's not always been the case, especially with the Lions. People have talked about them before as a team that could surprise you. They're talented. And then, you know, it's like they're cursed, right? They have, you know, someone gets hurt. This happens, that happens. I mean, what's his face? Ended his career, essentially, that linebacker they had, I don't forget his name, mocking the belt against the Packers. I mean, so stuff like that just happens to the Lions. So never say never as far as this this take of them being good this year completely blowing up in my face. But, you know, I'm not all out on the Lions. I think they could make some noise in the NFC North this year.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And then the last team, I think the Bears will finish last. And I don't say that just to knock the Bears. I think they're probably, I mean, they're the least talented roster in the NFC North. I mean, look at their wide receiver room is not good. I mean, Darnell Mooney is a very good football player, but beyond that, I mean, they're banking on Velus Jones being good early in his career, which just typically doesn't really happen with young wide receivers, especially when you have so much uncertainty at the quarterback position. And obviously, this whole thing, the Bears are the easiest one to pin on. Are they going to be good? Are they not going to be good? It's going to be Justin Fields. I mean, I think that is anybody that's watched any type of football that knows anything about sports knows that the quarterback position basically drives the team. They quarter QB wins, losses is not a real stat, but it kind of is in a lot of ways, because if you don't have a quarterback, you don't really have anything. And so if Fields can kind of step up with the new coaching staff coming in there and be a good player, be someone that takes a huge step in his second year, then yeah, they could absolutely make some noise, but it is going to 100% fall on him doing that, because outside of him, their offense is lacking. I mean, to say the least, they just don't have a lot. They do not have a lot of bullets in the chamber. They do not have weapons everywhere for him. He has to be the weapon. He has to be the guy that moves the ball for them. And if he isn't that, I think they're going to struggle to put points on the board. And you know, all that is to say, too, everyone is going to talk about how Fields can take this jump in year two, and he can. He absolutely can. But he had a historically bad rookie year. I mean, you're putting him in the likes of Jimmy Clausen, I think, was a guy that was similar to what he did his rookie year. So we're not, I mean, there's a lot of room for improvement for Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears. That defense probably is not going to be as good as it was last year, missing some of those pieces. But we will see with the Bears. They seem to always – well, I don't know they don't. But I just wouldn't be surprised to see them finish at the bottom of the NFC this year. New coaching staff, new young quarterback who was very bad last year. We'll see. It's going to be Justin Fields. Ball's in your court, buddy. Go win games for us. And if he can do that, more power to him. But I would wager right now, sitting here, he ain't going to do that. But that is my opinion. That's my take on the NFC North for this year. It's going to be a very short episode, guys. I know a lot of us were out celebrating the 4th of July, so hopefully this gets you, this 15 minutes gets you through a little bit of your drive or the morning of your new work week. Other than that, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Ross and I will be back next week to talk about the all NFC North defensive unit. And that'll be a lot of fun. But until then, go Pack, go.